A new study in the journal Nature Communications by Montana researchers says suppressing small wildfires is leading to larger, more intense, and damaging blazes. The U.S. Forest Service says about 98% of wildfires are fully suppressed before they grow to 100 acres, most of them within 72 hours. In Montana, the latest data show crews kept 95% of wildfires to no more than 10 acres in 2022. University of Montana researcher and co-author of the new report, Mark Kreider, says this strategy leads to what's known as fire suppression bias.
Removing more of one type of fire than the other, what we're left with is biased towards these higher intensity fires, these more extreme fires.
Montana state policy calls for crews to extinguish fires as quickly as possible, even small ones. Kreider says researchers recommend letting low-intensity fires burn where possible to reduce the risk and damage for potential larger, hotter burning and more catastrophic blazes. Kreider acknowledges as the population grows along the urban-wildland interface, letting fires burn is not always possible, but argues it might be the best strategy for heading off catastrophic fires later.
Especially in the western U.S., where people live in, you know, close to forests, fire suppression is very important, and we still must do it. But this research helps to show when possible and in places when it's safe to do so, we really may benefit from allowing more low and moderate intensity fire to burn.
The National Interagency Fire Center says the number of acres scorched by wildfire has doubled since the 1980s, and the cost to battle the fires has risen to nearly $3 billion a year. I'm Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.